Well, as September winds down, National Suicide Prevention Month comes to a close. And as it does, we turn our attention to the problem of suicide here at home. A local non-profit, Mental Health Partners, spoke to KGNU recently about how the community can help address this ongoing crisis, as well as about their suicide prevention campaign. Be one of 4,098. KGNU's Alejandra Wilcox has more.
United Health Foundation reports that the rate of teen suicide in Colorado has increased 58% in just 3 years. Not only that, but Colorado teen suicide rates are at nearly double the national average. Although it's not clear why the Rocky Mountain West consistently has higher rates of suicide than most places in the country, Kevin Brainey, the Director of Employee Engagement and Training for Mental Health Partners, says the topic is incredibly complex.
Unfortunately, Boulder and Broomfield County from 2006 through 2016 lost 683 people to suicide completion. And we know that for every completion, on average, there's 25 attempts. So we know that without doubt, this is an unfortunate, hidden to some degree, public health crisis in our community. And our goal is for our communities to become suicide free. And in order to do that,
Mental Health Partners kicked off their second annual Be the One of 4098 campaign at the beginning of September, with the goal of getting 4,098 community members trained to spot and help address signs of suicide in their loved ones. Because 6 people on average are significantly impacted when a person in their life dies, the goal is to have a ratio of 6 trained people for every 1 person who has completed suicide. The marketing director at Mental Health Partners, Christina Shaw, says intervention is the driving goal behind the campaign.
We really want to create an overall suicide-safer community. Mm-hmm. And as Kevin mentioned, you know, suicide-free community. And that really does take a village. You know, none of us walk through this world alone. And unfortunately, when people do have suicidal ideation, they feel very alone. And so to be able to train people around them, almost like you would train people with CPR or first aid, if people have the awareness about how to intervene, how to step in, how to recognize signs and symptoms, and have confidence to say something when they see something to somebody and provide help, then it creates a little bubble around individuals who go through, you know, areas in, or times in their lives with where suicidal ideation does come up. Because, and Kevin can speak about this more, I'm sure, but suicidal ideation never starts in a vacuum. There's obviously other issues that are going along with it, whether it's social or family or mental health. Mental Health Partners is wonderful because we are a wraparound organization that provides care at all of those levels. And our goal is to have somebody come into care and able to prevent suicidal ideation or to address it in early stages. And so this campaign, it connects with our care plan, where it's a way for the community members who can be empowered as they walk through their lives. And when they meet family members or friends that are showing signs and symptoms, they can also step in. And then we are there for the care side. So it's really two sides of the same coin, and it does create a suicide safer community.
And sort of to that point, I've heard that many people are afraid of bringing up the topic of suicide to a person who they think might be experiencing suicidal ideation. Can you either of you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, that's definitely, unfortunately, one of the myths that's out there. And we know that there's no evidence to suggest that by asking someone or engaging with them about the topic of suicide and how they're doing, that that's going to lead to somebody completing or attempting suicide. Actually, quite to the contrary, asking the question and engaging with them, as Christina said, is really the first step in an intervention. And, you know, one of our hopes is through the training is not only to give folks skills and knowledge about suicide, but is to definitely address some of these myths that are out there and help people understand that need isn't weak. You know, and I think part of that stigma is the sense of isolation that, oh my gosh, I'm feeling this way and, you know, I'm too embarrassed to ask for help, or somehow I'll try and solve it myself. And we know that suicidal thinking and behavior doesn't discriminate. You know, it affects so many people. You know, we think about veterans and emergency room doctors, actually, who also have high rates of suicide completion. It's ubiquitous, so to speak, and it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from. It's an illness that we just need to intervene in, just like we would with, as Christina said, first aid or CPR.
This year, the Be the One of 4098 launch event, the Boulder Skyline Traverse Challenge, raised $21,000 to help support the campaign, create bilingual resources, and get more people into training. And Christina says she's seen a shift in the conversation around suicide prevention since the campaign first began in 2018.
It's not just training people. It's not just raising money. It's creating this dialogue where people feel empowered to talk about suicide and suicide prevention. They feel empowered to create a healthier community and a suicide safer community. And that happens in several different ways. You know, the reality is, you know, we are training people. And once we do reach our goal of 4098, we're just going to keep going. I mean, our goal is for everybody to be trained everywhere in this, right? In these key trainings. And like Kevin mentioned, there's such a variety of trainings that people can sign up for that it really does fit into anybody's life and their schedule to be able to take a certain level of training to get the basic awareness.
Mental Health Partners is currently offering 4 trainings, from a 90-minute training called QPR on simple tools to be able to engage in a suicidal crisis, all the way up to a 2-day intensive program called ASSIST. Mental Health Partners will even come to workplaces to train anyone who's interested and offers certain trainings free of charge.
We're trying to offer multiple trainings each month. We will come to you if you're an organization who's interested in partnering with us. We'd be glad to do that. We provide trainings at night, on the weekends, you know, whatever it will take.
And for people who can't attend the trainings, maybe, what can you say to those who are listening right now who may be concerned about somebody in their life? What's something, some meaningful action that they can take right now to help a person in their lives?
If someone's worried, ask. You know, if there's been a change in behavior, if there's been a noticeable change where someone's withdrawing or not talking anymore, or conversely, seems suddenly euphoric and happy. It's really about, as we get into all of these trainings and we look at signs and symptoms, it's about changes in behavior that need to be paid attention to. And, you know, I think that one of the things that I've learned through doing the work myself and through the trainings is that our instincts are really good. You know, and when our instincts say that I'm concerned about a loved one, a coworker, you know, a partner, whomever it might be, listen to those instincts and get help.
There is a 24/7 statewide crisis line. Anybody can call it at 1-844-493-8255. And if you're concerned about yourself, if you're concerned about a loved one or a family member or anybody, give them a call. And no concern is too small when it comes to mental health or just a question. And go to our website too, which is www.mhpcolorado.org. We have the crisis info on there, and we also have our access lines. So we're here for you. That is our goal in the community, is to be the community mental health center that people come to get help. That's what we're here for.
Again, that statewide crisis line is 1-844-493-8255. You can also visit Mental Health Partners' website to learn more about the B1 of 4098 campaign or access resources at www.mhpcolorado.org. For KGNU, I'm Alejandra Wilcox.